Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Lamed Hey, and we are on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. So we spoke about the last couple of lines. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi about if Torah would ever be forgotten, right? Could I bring it back with my pilpul, or do I little by little, you know, plant the flax and make the nets? And do it little by little. Okay, we spoke about that, and then we spoke about the bracha la'achareha, the bracha after the Megillah, before the Megillah, is just the regular bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik noted, by Birchas HaMitzvah, when the Rambam writes Birchas HaMitzvah, now the Rambam says there are three kinds of brachas that we make, three categories of brachas, Birchas HaNehenin, Birchas Shavach VaHoda'ah, and Birchas HaMitzvah. Those are the Rambam's three categories of brachas. But when he formulates it, he says Birchas Shavach VaHoda'ah first, because that's Birchas HaMazon. That's the model for all brachos. And then the Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Brachas, the magic word of Kishem. Kishem. Kishem Shemivarchin Al HaHanoya, Kach Mivarchin Al Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah, V'yachar Kach Yasa Osa. Just like you make a bracha on Hana, pleasure, which we'll talk about soon, by the Shem, so too you make a bracha before each mitzvah, and then you do it. And the question that Rav Soloveitchik asked is, what's the kishem? Right? Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNenin is two totally different worlds. Birchas HaNenin is a matir. It's a matir. It's what allows me to partake of the food. Right? Hashem Aretzim Aloha, V'Aras Nasal Levnei Adam, Kan Lefnei HaBracha, Kan La'achar HaBracha. But when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, what's the kishem? So explaining Rav Soloveitchik, it's also a matir. Mitzvahs also need matirim. You can't just go and start doing a mitzvah and think that that's going to connect me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rav Soloveitchik said, it's presumptuous to think that my eating some matzah, my shaking this myrtle branch, is going to allow me to connect to the infinite. What gives me the right to try to connect the finite man with the infinite God? That's the bracha. A berachas mitzvah, once I recognize the mitzvah to the mitzvah, so then that's what allows me then to do the mitzvah, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. And that's the kishem. So just like Birchas HaNen is a matir in the world of Gashmias, so too Birchas HaMitzvah is a matir in the world of Ruchnias. That's his suggestion about Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's what the Gemara says here, that we make a Birchas HaMitzvah before we read the Megillah. So once we're on the topic of brachas, here we go. Kasev b'Torah bracha lefaneav and kasev b'al bracha l'acharecha. In the Torah, we have a bracha before learning Torah. Right, that's Birchas HaTorah. Right, where does it say that? We'll say Kishem Hashem Ekra. Right, that's Pashup Shat, Birchas HaTorah. Pashup Shat of the Gemara in the Bavli is that it's a Din Daraisa. Right, the Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah Daraisa to say Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam mysteriously doesn't say a word. Does he say that it is a mitzvah Darabanan? And that Pasuk is an Asmachta? Does he say that the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Does he say that it is, it's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Unclear. But the Ramban, we know, counts it as a separate mitzvah saseh to say Birchas HaTorah every morning, right? Mitzvah Tezvav that he adds on. Yishtavinu lahodos lishmo yizbarach b'chalei shenikra b'Torah. Right? We are commanded to thank Hashem whenever we learn Torah, ala tova gedola sha'asalanu, on the great goodness that he did for us, besito toraso elenu, by giving us the Torah, v'hodienu ha'ma'asim ha'ritzuyim lefanav, and he let us know the ma'asim that he would appreciate, shebohem nanach al chay olam haba. And then the Ramban adds, which is important for our Gemara, v'kasher nitztavinu bebracha achar kol ha'achila, kein nitztavinu bezu. Just like we say Birchas HaMazon after we eat, so too we say Birchas HaTorah before we learn. That's the Ramban's Lashon. Birchas, comparing them. And this is connected to what the Gemara says here. What the Gemara says here, we know that there's a Birchas HaTorah beforehand. So, Kasev b'Torah Birchal Lefaneh. Ve'kasev b'al Birchal Acharah. Ma Kasev b'al Lefaneh. Kishem Hashem Ekra. When I call out the name of God, Havugod El Elokeinu. Right, that is, I will ascribe greatness to Hashem. That's the mucker for Birchas HaTorah. Right, you might say, where does it talk about Torah there? It just says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call it the name of Hashem. What does that have to do with Torah? And what's the answer? Again, each of these requires so much time, right? The Hakdam of the Ramban, Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah spells out in some Kabbalistic deep way the Shem Hashem. And therefore, this could be the mucker for that idea. Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out and I ascribe greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I call out and learn Torah, Havul Godel L'Elokeinu, I ascribe greatness to him, and that's the makar for Berachas HaTorah. Because of B'mazo Baruch HaShel Acharav. And food is the bracha afterwards. Vein Kazav Baruch HaLafanav. Right? So, Makasu Be'Acharav, Achalav Savato, Uveirachta, Vigomer. So the Gemara says, the Torah tells me to make a bracha after eating. The Torah tells me to make a bracha before learning. Minayin liten eshamur bazeh u bazeh, veshamur bazeh bazeh. How do I know to apply each one to the other one? Meaning, how do I know to make a bracha before eating? And how do I know to make a bracha after learning? So the Gemara says, gzera shava. Again, what does it mean, a bracha before eating? Pashup shat, we assume that's a mitzvah derabanan, that this is an asmachta. You read this Gemara, it sounds like it's a din daraisa. It sounds like it's a real drusha. It's a gzera shava that you make a bracha before you eat. But nobody holds that way. Except the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua in the beginning of the sixth parak in brachas doesn't know why the halacha is that birchas hanehenin are derabanan. He's not bothered by this Yerushalmi. He's just bothered by the Bavli. What's the Bavli's maskan about why we make birchas hanehenin? Svara. Svara. Aser lehanos ma'olam hazeh below bracha. It's logic. And the Pnei Yeshua says, Svara is on the level of Daraisa. Like the Gemara says in two places, Lamali kras Svarahu. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Svara is on the level of Daraisa. So Svara is on the level of Daraisa. And therefore, Birchas Hanenin should be Daraisa. Right? That's what the Pnei Yeshua says there in Brachas and Daflamahe, the beginning of the sixth parak. But again, from this Pasha Pshat of the Yerushalmi here, part of the Rishami here is that it is a din d'araisa as well. I'll just read the line in the Pnei Yoshua here in the sixth parak. Says the Pnei Yoshua, Mashma bilashin kol aposkim d'lefum achmaskana d'hacha kol berchadena n'himi d'rabanan. L'anias da'iti ilchor yesh l'tamua. To b'kol ha'shas mashma d'midi d'asim misvara havim d'araisa v'yadarabah makshah shaslam likra svarahu. So he has that. We discussed that in the past. Different types of svaras. The Tzlach has a comment here on the Pnei Yeshua. Rav Asher Weiss has a comment. But that's regarding that. And what about the other way? The bracha after learning Torah. So most assume that means it's the bracha after we get an aliyah. Asher nasan lanu Torah semes. Maybe that's because we don't have a bracha after we learn. Right? So maybe. So wait, how do you know that? So we'll get back to that in a second. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Nachman, Mishim Rabbi Yonasan, Shem Shem L'Gzeir Shava. It's a Gzeir Shava between food and Torah. Ma Shem Shenemra by Torah Bracha Lefaneha. Just like the Shem by Torah is referring to a Bracha before. Hanaf Shem Shenemra by Muslim Bracha Lefanav. So too food gets a Bracha before. Ma Shem Shenemra by Muslim Bracha Shalacharav. And just like food has a Bracha afterwards, Af Shem Shenemra by Torah Bracha La'achareha. So too afterwards. So this is how we darsh. Let's just do a little more and then maybe we'll talk about the Bracha after learning. Ad kedunk Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva. There was a Misora, right? It's not clear which Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shaul is being spoken about here, but suggests the Karban Eda says maybe what this is like Rabbi Akiva who darshins extra words or double phrases. Karebi Yishmal. How does no Rabbi Yishmal know this? Who doesn't darshan lashin kfulim? He says lishan dibur tor kalashin b'nei adam. So how does he know that you have to make a bracha before you eat and a bracha after you learn? Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sure Rabbi Yishmal kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. Ma imazon she'ain ton bracha lefanav, ton bracha la'acharav. If food does not get a bracha afterwards, gets a bracha. Food that doesn't get a bracha before gets a bracha afterwards. Torah she tuna bracha lefaneha, eino dijadeib tuna bracha la'acharav. So Torah, which gets a bracha before, surely should get a bracha afterwards. Wow. So ad kedun Torah. So that's only one direction. Fine. That teaches me a bracha after Torah. Mazon. How about a bracha before food? So Gemara says the following: Ma im Torah she'ena tuna bracha lachareha tuuna lefaneha. Torah which doesn't get a bracha afterwards until you learn it from mazon. But a Torah which doesn't get a bracha afterwards has a bracha beforehand. Mazon shutan lacharav eino din she'itan lefanav. So food which does gets a bracha afterwards surely should get a bracha beforehand. Let's stop there for a minute. So we have a bracha after learning, so we spoke about the bracha before eating. So that's Pasha, so again, a Durabanan, but it sounds like here from a Daraisa, the Pnei Yoshua, and again, the Tzlach and the Rav Asher Weiss on that Gemara in brachas. But what about the bracha after learning? We don't have a bracha after learning. Right, so the Mefarshim wonder, what is this Gemara talking about? What bracha do you have after learning? So there is a fascinating, and fascinating is an understatement, fascinating machlokas achronim, opposite. And we could have this kavana, you know, every single day. What do you do? Right? The Gemara seems to say you need a bracha after learning. What's the problem? There's never end to a learning. There's never end to learning. So what do you mean there's a bracha after learning? So says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Mem Zayin. Yeah, that's the Siman about Birchas HaTorah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're right. There's no end to learning. So you know what you do? We have two Birchas HaTorah every morning. Right? We have Lasuk B'Divrei Torah and Asher Bracha Banu. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, because there's no end to learning, we make the bracha la'achareha lefaneha. You have to make a bracha before you learn. You have to make a bracha after you learn. But there's no end to learning. So you know what? You just make both brachas beforehand. You'd make the bracha lefaneha. Ulachare, it's kind of like, I'm going to make it now, and whenever I finish, you know, it's kind of like, Hashem will fit it in. That's what he says. Benira Borer. Dizehu bimakom bracha achrona. Shebishas kriyas haTorah ubiyachal l'shach bracha. V'chulu. Where does he say it? Nimsa. Where's his lashon? Where's the lashon that he says that it's, he says it afterwards. He says, you do it together. Nimsa de brachas are rishon was father benatul chaldeas rak achrona. He says is drabanan. Let me just find the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan here, Gimel and Dalet. He says, mashak b'torah la'achareha. Halo mechuyev lomo tamid yom balayla. Imrak yish b'chalto. So what do you say? So, New York Shadakting, lomo kabal atorah shnei brachas. Yechen matzina shnei brachas adavar echad. Bishlam avar revna avol berchazat basher bachar muteris lagamre. He says, nira baror dezeo b'makom bracha achrona. Shebishas kriyas haTorah ubiyachal loshach bracha achrona. De'ein sof l'liman haTorah. L'chein kavuha mitchila. De'ein kavuha mitchila. Ein sof l'liman haTorah. L'chein kavuha mitchila. The Gemara lamdu v'chulu, and it continues. Fine. On a drabbanan level. So, according to that idea, the first bracha is bracha lefaneha, the second bracha is bracha l'achareha. Says the Levush. The Levush also has the same problem. The Lord has a problem and says, but wait a minute. You don't have a bracha l'achareha. Right? There's never an end. Says the Levush, that's why we say two brachas every day. The first bracha we say is the bracha l'achareha from the day before. The second bracha we say is the bracha l'faneha for that day's Torah. Exactly the opposite of this idea. And then it's what he says, V'nir alijah otalim in ageinu amarecham chobokar beiz brachas, kedei shetei achas nechsheves l'bracha achrona shel halimut shel lamad esmol, So now you can say it's achareha, right? But then the second bracha is the bracha lifaneha. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Nassan, the following. Different sources. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, how do you know? So now we're going to try to find other sources for brachas that we say before. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, we are saying, Ki hu yivarach hazevach v'yachach reichach yochlo akruim. This is by Shaul. When Shaul is looking for his animals and Shmuel finds him and he's going to anoint him to be the king, he says, he, Shmuel, will be mevarach on the zevach, achreichin yochlo akruim. Then everybody there will eat. So what is that the makar for? Pashtus, that's looking for a makar for a bracha lifaneha, right? Before food, right? Yivarech hazevach v'acharkach yolakruim. Right? It's another makar for a bracha before one eats. Yeah, we had one makar, the gzeira shava with birchas haTorah. Now we have another one. The problem that bothers the mafarshim is that this what bracha are we talking about here? They're eating a karban. So pashtus, this is a birchas haMitzvah, not birchas haNehenin. Right, I mean, maybe the Gemara is assuming it is Rav Chaim Kanievsky here. Umikan bracha lefaneha al amazon, but it doesn't sound that way from the pasuk. Right? Look at Rashi there also on Daf Mem Ches in brachas. So if you look at the tzlach, the Noda Yehuda says here it must be. How does the Gemara here know that it's talking about a birchas hanehenin and not the birchas hamitzvah? Because the pasuk says ki hu yivarech hazevach. Yivarech hazevach says the tzlach. If it says he's going to make a bracha on the zevach, maybe it sounds like this bracha is on the zevach. It must be another bracha, something not on the zevach. That's how you know that this one is on the hana. Just say hu yavarich. The Gemara learns that from there, but that they already spoke about, you know, Shol. Hainu shedibru masheinu nogel shela Shol. Avalo dibru davar bata legamre umida amro ki hu yavar chazavach mechlad diika bracha acheris. That's what he says. That is the Mucker. He quotes the other Achronim are bothered, but that is the how he understands it. Rabbi Nasan Omer, another pshat of what the source is for a Berchas Hanen. And again, most Mefarshim, 99% Mefarshim, we assume lahalacha, these are all Asmachtas. These aren't real Makoros, because Berchas Hanen in our Durabana. You shall serve Hashem and bless your bread and your water. So if it's still called your bread, it must be that it's not in your stomach yet. If you're giving a bracha on your bread. So, emasai hukari lachmecha, ad shelo achalto. So it must be before you eat it, that's when you're giving a bracha to your bread. Again, another example. There is an interesting discussion Rabbi Kiva Eger has in the Gilyan HaShas, in the first Perek in Brachas. Fine, we say Birchas Hanenin or Durabanan. But we say Birchas Hanenin is somewhat of a form of gezel if we don't say a bracha. That's the language of the Gemara. We're stealing from Hashem. If somebody has a suffix about Berchas Hanenin, right, you're not sure if you made a bracha or not. You have to make another bracha. So we usually assume no. So we draw a banal kula. Or you're not going to make a new bracha. Rabbi Kiva Eger has two deis. The Gemara there has a suffix about what the halacha is. The case there is a case where I switch my kavan in the middle of the bracha. Right? I think I'm about to have, which is a puzzle of the shechra of seeing the chamra. It's wine and beer. So I think, right, that's what it is. I think, I have a beer in my hand, but I think it's wine. So the first half of the bracha, I'm thinking bari paragafen. And then when I look closely, I see it's beer, and I switch it to shahakol. So I said a shahakol. But when I said, okay, melech ha'olam, when I said the important part of the bracha, I had the wrong kavana in mind. So the Gemara has a suffix, or machlokes, what we paskin. Tosfos there has a suffix that's fake of the dina. Do you paskin lakula? Right? So are there on lakula? Or do you say no? And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what do you mean no? It's Durabanan. So Rabbi Kiva Eger there quotes that maybe Birchas Hanen and Gezel, maybe Gezel would go lachumer even on a Durabanan. Interesting. Okay. Rabbi Omer, another mocker. Ma im b'shasha achal v'saveya at amar tzarech levarech. If, when you're satiated, you have to make a bracha, right? B'shashu hatayv lachal lokal shekein. So if you're hungry and you have a taiva to eat, surely you should make a bracha. The Gemara has opposite types of svaras. Here it's saying it's a kol shekein to acknowledge Hashem when I'm hungry, kol shekein. If you have to acknowledge Hashem when you're full, for sure you have to acknowledge Hashem when you're hungry. Right? The karmana eda ubala hafik ravo no. Idea masha barakadosh baruchu. Lo kol shekein. Okay, that's in that direction. Ad kedun mazon, Torah. What about Torah? The following. Ma im mazon she'enu elo chayishaton bracha lefanu v'lacharav. Food, which is just gashmius, right? That I need a bracha pre and post. Torah she'chayi ade ad lo kol shekein. So spirituality. Ruchni is Torah. If you give a bracha on food, surely you should have to give a bracha on Torah. So many different sources for birchas haTorah, bircha, bracha on food, before and after. Good. Rabbi Zaora Boy. Elaine Shlosha Karuyos Ma'at Avidlon. When you have three aliyas, let's say a Monday or a Thursday or a Shabbos Mincha, how do you look at those three? Kishlosha Sha'aklu Ka'achas, or Kishlosha Sha'aklu Zebivne Atzma, Zebivne Atzma. Meaning we know by a Zimun. If you have three people that ate together, then one person basically, in the days of old, one person benched the whole thing, and the other person just said Amen. But if they didn't eat together, then they can't make a Zimun. So when you have three aliyas, are they looked at as one unit, or are they looked at as three separate units? What's the nafkamina? In tav dinun kishlosha shachlu ka'achas, if you live with them all as one, then harishim avarach bracha rishona, v'achron avarach bracha achrona. Then the first one should make the first bracha, the second one should make the second, the last one should make the bracha achrona, v'em soy, enim avarach alikar. And the middle one should make any brachas. It's like benching. One person is motzi. In tav dinun kishlosha shachlu zebe v'yazmo zebe v'yazmo, but if you say, they're viewed separately. Then even the middle one should have to make their own brachas. The Mefarshim wonder, isn't the Mishnah? Remember we said Bizmana Mishnah, only the first one, the Kohen made the bracha lefanel, the last one made the bracha lachareha. So what's going on here? That would they have this nafkamina? So it could be that in the Mishnah it's bidyevet, meaning if you did this, then it's okay, but you can. Maybe you can make the middle brachas. That's what Gemara is asking. Okay, so what's the answer? So Amar Shmuel Bar Avduma, Limdo, Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaMazon, El Alarambim, right? Right, we learn Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon, El Alarambim, meaning it's Larambim, and they are viewed as one, right? They're viewed as one. They're from one Kimimotzi. Im Larambim, question about the next word, afilu, one second, but they're viewed as rabim, so then, if Birchas HaTorah is just a rabim thing, then what, if somebody learns by himself, he shouldn't make Birchas HaTorah? Shouldn't make Birchas HaTorah at all? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rabbi Abba, Mari, Achuid Rabbi Yosa, Asu Keshakal Mitzvah Shabbatorah. No, you're still learning, you're still doing a mitzvah, and therefore, Mashakal Mitzvah Tunas Bracha, Azu Tunas Bracha, Tuna Bracha. Just like all mitzvahs require bracha, so too Birchas HaTorah. What was the havamin and the maskana here? What changed? So maybe, right, the Birchas HaTorah is a big sugya. Exactly what type of bracha is Birchas HaTorah? Right, three different opinions. Right, the two popular opinions of Birchas HaTorah is either it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah, on learning Torah. Just like that's one of the reasons, one of the suggestions for the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't count Birchas HaTorah as a separate mitzvah because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, like a bracha on lulav and a bracha on shofar. So it's a bracha before you learn Torah. That's one way you understand Birchas HaTorah. Or do you say Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas Shevach? Right? It's a bracha on praise. Right? Even though usually Birchas Shevach is always a reaction. You see lightning, you hear thunder, you see something beautiful, you go to the bathroom, it's always a reaction. Birchas HaTorah, if it's Shevach, so it would be different because it's before we learn. Before we learn, so it's not it's a reaction to about to come into, there's a little, come into contact with Torah. But, so those are two ideas. So maybe that's what's going on here. The Havamina here is that it's compared to Birchas HaMazon, and therefore maybe it's a Rabim thing, and maybe that's the Havamina is that it's a Birchas Shevach. And the answer is no, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. So those are two suggestions. Reb Chaim is known as saying, the Brisker Rav quotes Reb Chaim as saying, it's a special type of Birchas Shevach. Right? Or you might call this a separate category. It's a bracha on Chefsa Shel Torah. Right? That's Reb Chaim's Lashon that the Brisker Rav quotes. Why is he saying this? Women have a chiyuv of saying Birchas HaTorah. Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes when I say Birchas HaTorah. Why don't I have a chiyuv? Women are paturos from Talmud Torah. So, some say, oh, the Magen Avraham, they're chayvin to learn about the mitzvahs that apply to them. Yeah, but that's difficult because it's still a hechsher mitzvah. That's just a preparatory stage for the mitzvahs. The Vilna Gaon says, oh, they can make a bracha like the women can make bracha on Zman Gramas. That also doesn't work. But why? Because the Shulchan Aruch says women have to say Brachas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch does not hold that women can say a bracha on Zman Gramas. Only the Ramah holds that way, based on Tosfos. So, Reb Chaim, it's quoted in the Brisker Rav, in Hilchos Brachas, the Bibirchas HaTorah ain't a bracha al kiyam ha-mitzvah shal Talmud Torah, raku din bifnei atzmo, the Torah bo'i bracha. Torah, you're coming into contact with Torah, kishem Hashem ekra. Imkein ein zed din sheshayach la-mitzvah klal, rak ta Torah atzma tu'una bracha. V'nashem peturos rak me ha-mitzvah shal Talmud Torah, aval einam of kos me etzem ha-chefse shal Talmud Torah, v'limudim avi b'chal Talmud Torah. So that's the Brisker Rav quoting from his father. Again, so those are the two popular views, and maybe that's the Havamina Maskana here. The Havamina is that it's a Birchas Shevach, and therefore it's compared to Birchas HaMazon, and it's like Zimun. And the answer is no, it's like a Bracha. It could be there's a third, the Stifler has a suggestion that it's a Birchas HaNehenin. Birchas HaNehenin, but we're not going to get into that right now. Okay, Omar, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Rabbi Yonasan, Avi Ovar, Kumi Sidra, they were walking by the shul, Shama Kolan Kruye, Velom Avarchin. They heard a couple of people, the middle Alios, without making a bracha on Torah. Amar lo, and he said to them, what's going on here? On Masai Atem, Osem Es HaTorah, Krachos, Krachos. How long are you going to make Torah? Patches, like Kireach is bald. Patches. What does that mean? Rav Chaim Kadievsky explains. This was already after the time that they said, every Ola makes brachas. So they're saying, what's going on here? Where are the brachas? For the middle, Alios. Okay, once we're on the topic of Alios. Moshe, Hiskinis Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu made the Takana, Shiukarin, B'Torah, B'Shabbasos, V'Yabim Tovim, Rosh Chodashim, B'Chol Shel Moed, Shene'emar, V'Dar Moshe, Es Moadei Hashem, B'nei Yisrael. Right, Moshe told over the Moadim, but it means we should read the Torah. We should read the Torah on every Moed. Ezra, so now we have, some might remember this from the Gemara at the end of Merubah, in the Bavli, Baba Kama, the Takanas Ezra. Here we go. Ezra, Hiskinis Yisrael, Shiukarin, B'Torah, B'Shini, V'Chamishi. Ezra made the Takana, You have to go at least, right, made a, if the laning, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. You can't go 3 days without learning. So the Gemara in Baba Kama talks about what Moshe did and what Ezra did. It was kind of a team effort. Good. Who his kin tefillah, when did, I can't not say this, right? The Gemara there in Baba Kama says, when did they originally start this Monday, Thursday, Shabbos thing? But in Mara, right? Because when Bnei Yisrael were after Kriyas Yamsuf, if they were thirsty, they went 3 days without water. So Shem Lo Mayim, and they didn't have water. And the Gemara says Ein Mayim Ela Torah, and therefore they got up and they were misakein that you have to have Torah at least every 3 days. So ask Rav Salvechik in a yard site shir, what were they thirsty for? They didn't have the Torah yet. It was after Kriyas Yamsuf. Before Kabbalah's Torah. What were they? They went 30 days without Torah. The Gemara says, nil'u. They became weary. What did they become weary from? The answer is, he explains, it's not because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's because the innate connection that every Jew has to Torah, and they, once Yetzias Mitzrayim came by, they needed to fulfill or fill that emptiness, and because they couldn't, so then they, that's why they became weary. That's the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Pei Beis. Who hiskin? So what else did Ezra masakin? Again, each of these requires its own discussion. Who hiskin tefillah balikarian? Right, he was masakin tefillah for a balkari. A balkari, really a balkari, somebody who's with their wife, they go to the mikvah, they're at tefillah yom, they're allowed to learn Torah. They're allowed to learn Torah even before they go to the mikvah. They're only not allowed to eat truma. And by night, they can eat truma. So Ezra was masakin, as we know, a tefillah for balikari for various reasons given in the Rishonim, but as the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah already was mevatel, right? We don't, ain't divrei Torah makablin tumah. And therefore, we don't do, tefillah for balikari today. Who is kinshiu? But, and there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, could somebody be mevatel to Chanas Ezra? Ezra was gadol b'chachmo v'minyan. How could a later Bezdin be mevatel it? So various suggestions given in the Rishonim. Ezra built it in. He knew that was going to be batel. Who is kinviter? Shiubati dinim yoshvim ba'yaras pinah chamishi. He said Monday and Thursday, twice a week, Bezdin should sit. Who is kin shiu haruchlin machazrin ba'yaras? He said that the perfume sellers should go around the cities. Vipedik vodin shalbanas Yisrael. So the women, the Jewish women, always have what to beautify themselves with. Who is kin shiu machapsin b'chamishi b'nei kavod Shabbos? Everybody should do laundry on Thursday for kavod Shabbos. Friday it'll get too busy, so do it on Thursday. Who is kin shiu ofen pas ba'arvi shabbosos? Bake challah on Erev Shabbos. K'tshete prusa mitzuya l'ani, so that the ani, right, if you bake a lot, you probably bake, the Mepharshim explain, once a week. So if you bake on Friday, you'll have a lot, then you'll be able to give to the ani for Shabbos. Who is kin shiu ochlin shum b'leil shabbosos? Shumachnes avu motza taiva. Garlic seemed to be a food that brought taiva out, and Friday night is a good night for people to be with their wives, and therefore he said it's a good idea to eat garlic that night. Who is kin shiu anashim medabro zuim zu beis hakiseh? He also said the bathrooms used to be out in the public in the fields, so there weren't men's and women's. So you go, there's a private area over there, so you know, it's a worry that if a man goes there and there's a woman there, you know, they could have yichud, be a problem. So women, this is a mocker for women to always go to the bathroom in pairs. Right, always go to the bathroom in pairs to talk to each other. So the man coming, he would hear the women talking and he would know to stay away. Who hiskin shidei isha chogeres besinar beimel femel achareha. He also said a woman should have herself covered from in front and in back. Have an extra layer of protection. Right, based on an unusual story. Amar Tanchel Barchia Mizmei Bnaisa She'ira. A story. Maisa Be'isha Sheba'ala Kof B'Kadarka B'Shlo Kadarka. There was a story of a woman who attacked her and raped her. B'Kadarka B'Shlo Kadarka. If you look in the Karban Eda, Kof Epa Balaz. Aleph Pei Aleph. Okay. Who is Kishidei Isha Chofefes V'Sarekas V'Kodin Harasa Shlosha Yamim. He also said that a woman, chafifa is the word that's used for all preparations that a woman does to get ready for the mikvah. Specifically, her hair, combing her hair, getting the knots out. So he said, you have to do it within 3 days of the mikvah. Best is right beforehand. But as long as it's within 3 days, it could also count. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem debes Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Bob, Bar Kohen, b'shem Rav Huna, k'dei l'shabbis, u'shnei yamim tovim shagolius. Right, the longest it'll be. What if you have a 2 day yantif, let's say in Chutz Laretz or Rosh Hashanah, right? So you have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So that's too long, as we'll see. Well, it's machlokas, but that's where you're going to have 3 days. So that's the maximum. But what does that really mean? What's the max? Reb Zohar b'shem Rav Yehuda v'hushigias mana l'tzvol bein tayim. So the first day it says, no, if it's that kind of yantif, then that's okay. If she's going to the mikvah Thursday night,
or Friday night, that's okay. Because then the preparation she did before Yontif is within 3 days. But if she's going to the mikvah Motzi Shabbos, then she did the preparations Thursday afternoon, right? Wednesday afternoon, right? That's too long. That's the first day. Rabbi Babashem, Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Gizman Alei Babasof. No, even in Motzi Shabbos, she could do the preparations on Wednesday. Really? Rabbi Rabzor Mistakobi. Rabzor is like, really? Armalei Mata Mistakobi. What are you looking at me for? Quoting a pasuk, Mayadata Velo Neda Tavin Velo Imanuhu. Right? Well, he quotes a pasuk from Eov, I think. So what did he mean by this? What's the svara to allow it? So Asar of Acha B'Shem Rabbi Tanchum Barchiyav Amar Taima Afilu Gizman Alei Babasof. Ani Omer still, Shema Mayana Rachok, maybe the mikvah is going to be far away, v'hi misatzel as v'ena tahora, and she's going to be lazy in doing the preparations, and that the tatara won't work. Meaning, what the Gemara says in the Bavli, in the postgame, is called Mehuma Labesa. Right? If a woman does all the preparations, once it's ready, time to go to the mikvah, she just wants to get into the mikvah and get home to be with her husband. So therefore, it's better to do it binachat, even if it's 3 days earlier, rather than do it at night. What do we pass in Halacha L'maisa? We know there's a machlokas, Rishonim, Rashi, the Shiltos, that whether it's better to do preparations during the day, like the woman's going to make for Tuesday night, during the day or during the night. So we do a little of both. We say, we want to do it during the night, so it's as close to the tefillah as possible. We want to do it during the day because, so she's not rushed. If it's at night, she's going to rush to try to get home. So we do a little of both. We start during the day and then continue at night. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodea, Hilchos Nidin Kuf, Sadi Tess. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we will stop here.